I invite you to stand as you are able for the gospel reading. The Holy Gospel today comes from the book of St. Matthew, the 20th chapter, beginning with the first verse. For the kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out early in the morning to hire laborers for his vineyard. After agreeing with the laborers for the usual daily wage, he sent them into his vineyard. When he went out about 9 o'clock, he saw others standing idle in the marketplace, and he said to them, "You also go into the vineyard, and I will pay you whatever is right." So they went. When he went out again about noon and about 3 o'clock, he did the same. And about 5 o'clock, he went out and found others standing around, and he said to them, "Why are you standing here idle all day?" They said to him, "Because no one has hired us." He said to them, "You also go into the vineyard." When evening came, the owner of the vineyard said to his manager, "Call the laborers and give them their pay, beginning with the last and then going to the first." When those hired about 5 o'clock came, each of them received the usual daily wage. Now when the first came, they thought they would receive more, but each of them also received the usual daily wage. And when they received it, they grumbled against the landowner, saying, "These last worked only 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us, who have borne the burden of the day and the scorching heat." But he replied to one of them, "Friend, I am doing you no wrong. Did you not agree with me for the usual daily wage? Take what belongs to you and go. I choose to give to this last the same as I give to you. Am I not allowed to do what I choose with what belongs to me? Or are you envious because I am generous?" So the last will be first, and the first will be last. The Gospel of the Lord. You may be seated. My dearest siblings in Christ, both from here at home and from far away, I welcome you and I extend grace and peace to you on behalf of God our Creator and His risen Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. It is a protest we have all heard at some point in our life, I imagine by our children. I imagine it is a protest we have made as children ourselves. "But that's not fair!" It is a cry we are born with. At a very young age, we are ingrained with this idea that there are rules to this world, rules that create order. And when those rules are not followed, especially when you are a child, it's easy to just cry out, "But that's not fair!" Growing up with an older brother who's 7 years older and much bigger than me, that was a cry that I made often. Fairness. It's something that we believe in. It is something we have created a society around. I think about the American dream, this idea that any person, regardless of where they were born, who their parents are, what kind of money they made, if they work hard enough, they could achieve any level of prosperity they desire. A system of fairness. And when that system is violated, the cry goes out. "But that's not fair." It is a protest that is echoed by the workers in Jesus' parable this morning, the parable of the vineyard. Jesus is not giving business advice here. That's important to know. Any person who would take this business advice would soon find that everybody would be showing up at 5 o'clock and nobody would be showing up at 9 o'clock. Rather, this is a parable, once again, of what the kingdom of heaven is like. It is a metaphor, an allegory for Jesus to drive home a very certain and somewhat controversial point. And that is that God's graciousness continually extends beyond the human confines that we ourselves set, the levels of fairness that we ourselves deem appropriate. In this particular example, Jesus is pointing out to his Jewish brothers and sisters that if God wants to include non-Jewish people in God's community, well, then God can do whatever God wants to do because God is God, right? Right. We interpret this text as salvation, though. We look at this and say, it's about who God is going to let into heaven. And as a pastor of the ELCA Lutheran Church, as the pastor here at Bethania Lutheran Church, as someone who has spent the last 2.5 years sitting with you, learning from you, teaching you, reading with you, exploring our faith together, who God wants to let into heaven is not something that we tend to struggle with very much. We have this thinking that, who am I to judge? If God wants to let certain people into heaven, that's God's business. I'm not God, so I don't have to worry about it. However, I think this creates a disconnect in our lives, a disconnect between God's way and our way. I mean, we can't act this way down here in our world, can we? Can we have this level of generosity in the everyday facets of life that we are involved in? Whether it's work, whether it's being an employer or an employee, whether it's how people of certain lower income levels or socioeconomic statuses receive resources in their lives. Can we afford to live life this way here on planet Earth, here in America, here in our own society, and in our own communities? Doesn't the cry, the protest, once go out, but that's not fair? If we did that, we would run out of resources. We can't afford to feed people who are going hungry. That's not fair. We can't act this way, can we? We have a system, an order. In its own kind of a way, it is equality, right? Because everybody has access to it, and whether they take it or not, well, that's up to them. We can't act this way in our own society, can we? We've created something to help everybody, and it's the best system possible. There's nothing better out there. Yet with our system that we have created, we still have poverty when there doesn't need to be any. We still have people living homeless, people living in riverbeds, people who come into certain towns looking for shelter and are promptly removed because of the way they make that town look. We are a country still battling the plights of racism. Mental illness among our people is neglected and stigmatized. Violence is a continual way of life. And for Christ's sake, here in this valley, the migrant workers and service industry workers, the very people that we could so easily connect this parable to, are living in apartments just a few blocks away from our church, 2, 3, 4 families to one apartment building. We can't act this way here, though, can we? When it comes down to it, I don't think this is a parable about who God is going to let into heaven one day after they die. I don't think that was the point that Jesus was trying to make to the people in his time. And I don't think that's the point that we are meant to take away from this parable today. Really, what is at the heart of this story is how we experience and extend graciousness and love in our own societies today. And here's the truth of it. Here's the formula that Jesus is trying to lay out. Here's what this all boils down to, and I want you to really hear me in this. Every single one of you sitting in this room, every single one of you is the laborer that was hired at 5 o'clock, who is being paid a full day's wage. every single one of you is loved. No matter what. You haven't earned it. You didn't do anything to deserve it. God doesn't love you because you're His favorite. God loves you because you're His child. God loves you because you were born. God loves you because God was the one who created you. And this is a message that I preach probably every Sunday, how much God truly loves you. But I'll tell you, I don't think it's a message we realize. Because if it were, and I speak as a country now, as a society, if it were, I think these issues of poverty and homelessness and mental illness are migrant workers and service industry workers who we allow to work the jobs we don't want to work, the levels of violence and racism in our country. I think if we truly realized how much God loves us through grace rather than what we earn, I think these issues would be at the forefront of what we are trying to confront as people in this world. I think if we truly understood how much God genuinely loves you, and therefore genuinely loves every person in this world, we might work towards a system of graciousness rather than a system of fairness in our world. Now, this always gets down to politics, and you're not supposed to preach politics from the pulpit, which is tough for me because I have a degree in political science. The evolution of humankind is one of a system evolving from another system, a system of hunter-gatherers evolving to feudalism, a system of feudalism evolving into capitalism. And do we end here? I don't know. This isn't a sermon about welfare. It's not a sermon about socialism. It's not a sermon about redistributing wealth. But it is a sermon about our own mindsets, a sermon about our own hearts, a sermon about realizing how much God loves us and starting from that place right there. I don't know what the answer is for our society. I don't know how to answer the questions of poverty and homelessness and mental illness and people who work bad jobs for little money. I don't know what the answer is. I'm not smart enough to know what it is. And I don't know if you know what the answer is either. But what I do know is this, is that if we can just rest and realize the love that God has for just you, just start with just yourself, how much God loves you, if you can just start there, then maybe as we look around at the rest of our world, at the people who haven't come to that realization, at the other people who are starting work at 5 o'clock in the day, maybe, just maybe, God's way can start to become our way too. In Jesus' name, amen. Please stand as you are able. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you now and forever. Amen.